Rice, Brother and Sister, J.D. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 19, 1903. My dear brother and sister Rice, I am glad you are engaged in the work in Berkeley. The Lord has opened before you a work in that place. He would have you come before the people with his message, relating encouraging experiences and preparing the way for the Lord's coming. Brother Rice should educate himself to speak right to the point, and not at too great length. Sister Rice can then share the time with him. The Lord has given her a work to do in connection with her husband. She can be a great blessing. Very many souls are in the darkness of error. There is abundant work for all who know the truth. Approach the people in a persuasive, kindly manner, full of cheerfulness and love for Christ. Christ is ever passing by with grace and power to enable you to present the gospel of salvation, which will bring souls out of the darkness of unbelief into his marvelous light. Reach out after the souls ready to perish. Call the attention of the people to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. No human tongue can express the preciousness of the ministration of the Word and the Holy Spirit. No human expression can portray to the finite mind the value of understanding, and by living faith receiving the blessing that is given as Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Many have a deep sense of need, a need that earthly riches or pleasures cannot supply, but they know not how to receive that for which they are longing. The gospel of Christ is from beginning to end the gospel of saving grace. It is a distinctive and controlling idea. It will be a help to the needy, light for the eyes that are blind to the truth, and a guide to souls seeking for the true foundation. Full and everlasting salvation is within the reach of every soul. Christ is waiting and longing to speak pardon and impart the freely offered grace. He is watching and waiting, saying as he said to the blind man at the gate of Jericho, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Mark 10, verse 51. I will take away thy sins. I will wash you in my blood. In all the highways of life, there are souls to be saved. The blind are groping in darkness. Give them the light, and God will bless you as his laborers. Since coming home, I have had nervous prostration, and even today have been very weak. But I thought I would write to you not to be discouraged. God will help you in your efforts to save the lost. In love,